Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Okay, I heard that. I thought, this is such a message to the team. That's such a message to the team. And it's not a message to the fans. It's a message to the team. And nor should he do anything other than send a message like that. And you know, if you doom and gloom it up there, it's a problem. The thing is, yes, they're a first-place team. They've seeded the first round bye to Seattle. Seattle's two games up with a week to go. And that's a really bad thing for this group. They aren't exceedingly deep, even when they were playing their best. And the idea of them winning series when they make it, they're giving themselves, even if they make the postseason now, most likely they have to play one of those first round best of three series. And that's damage already done. The Cleveland thing, they could still win the division. They still are in first place. First place with completely erosion of confidence and completely erosion of any momentum that they had. And maybe in the deep seated recesses of their mind that they are trying to tamp down is erosion of belief in themselves. Cause I can, you know, they can sit here and they can say, hey, we're confident. I'm a professional athlete. I know we can get this done. Cause that's how professional athletes usually are. But the problem is in the back of their minds, it's probably hard to keep that thought that I don't really believe anymore. They can't keep that thought out of their head, no matter how mentally strong they are, because they have to be rattled. I don't know how you wouldn't be rattled.
Hey, got to be rattled. Absolutely. You're going to be rattled, but how do you break out of being rattled? You know, remember what it's like to win. Remember what it's like to celebrate getting into the postseason. You know, that stinging of the champagne in your eyes. But you're so happy about it because you just achieved something and now you're going to move on to something better. This team has got to find that familiar feeling and go for it.
248-539-9797. Brian's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's up? Two things. First, Champ and Jump.
Yep.
Champ is the Eagles from the way they closed that game out because they were going to lose. That was a good play. They had two blocked field goals in the same game. It was great.
Yeah, and the last one, just so people understand, the last one, Jordan Davis blocked it and then recovered it and took it all the way for a touchdown and did not look slow in doing it for a big fella.
No, it looked great. And Chump is Scott Harris. And the reason why, and this brings me to my point with the Tigers, this is probably only a handful of people like me. I personally don't feel they deserve to go to the playoffs because – you had, I think it was 28 or 26 game lead, now down to one.
It was never that big. It was 14 and a half or 15 and a half? But anyway, but whatever.
He took the Eiserman approach at the trade deadline and did nothing. I would rather them not make it because if they do, they're just going to get bounced out immediately, and that's just wasting my time. So I would rather them not make it at all than just make it and lose. Like, try again next year. To me, it's
all right. So, Brian, let me ask you this. So let's say the Tigers sweep Cleveland and then take two out of three against Boston. You're still out?
Yeah.
Really?
They're not going to win the World Series.
Well, if they sweep Cleveland and take two out of three against Boston, wouldn't that tell you that, they're playing back to the way that they played?
Maybe.
They're in a losing streak. They're never going to win again.
Well, that's how it feels.
No, I'm not saying that. Let me ask you, Gator, because I called last week, and it wasn't you guys, but the other host called me crazy because I said that they wouldn't win a single game the weekend because it was all bullpen games. You got Scooble playing tomorrow. then what is it?
It wasn't all bullpen games.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to slap yourself on the back because you called that they were going to get swept, okay, congratulations. You got it right. I didn't think they were going to get swept by Atlanta. I cannot believe they got swept by Atlanta, and they got swept by Atlanta. They're playing horrible baseball right now in every facet of the game. I mean, I guess starting pitching was good. The school had a great, had a really good start. Casey Mize pitched, five and two-thirds innings yesterday before they took him out. Kind of wish they didn't take him out, but it didn't matter because they still lost by whatever it was, 6-2. But they just haven't had hitting. They haven't had bullpen consistency. It's been a wreck, a train wreck. And you got to find a way. Okay, now the train's off the rails. Get it back on.
Well,
you got a day off.
The debate is whether or not it's possible, right?
Well, anything's possible.
It feels like anything except that.
Right. Well, but I mean, every losing streak comes to an end. Every losing streak comes to an end. And then it starts the possibility of a winning streak. This too shall pass. I don't know if they're going to figure this out before the end of the season or before tomorrow night, but this series in Cleveland just became a playoff series. They just added another playoff series.
Hooray.
If they want. Well, right, hooray, right? But you know what?
I hope they look at it that way and like say, all right, this is.
But is it going to be?
Is it going to bring out the best in them?
Well, we hope so. But us as fans watching this team play, you wanted important games in September? Here's some important games in September. Are you cashing your card yet?
Yeah, I don't feel like you get that card all the time. I've played the card. It failed. I'm out of cards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Time for our Champ of Chump nominations. I will start. My champ of the weekend is the Michigan running back room, Justice Haynes and Jordan Marshall, with great performances on Saturday. From the big, like the long touchdown runs, to the little, like both of them staying in bounds at critical times late in that game. Justice Haynes, Jordan Marshall, I think the Michigan running back room. You are my champ of the weekend. Great job.
My champ is going to be Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza. He was 21 of 23, 265 yards and 5 touchdown passes in the rout of Illinois. I don't know if you were able to catch any of that game, Doug.
I watched quite a bit. Bus ride and flight.
It was amazing, the absolutely demolition of Illinois in that game. And then here's what I thought was really cool, because it was played at Indiana. It was a packed house, and you never see that at IU. And it looked like it was an awesome atmosphere. They were really leaning into it. They've got a good football team.
Yeah, I was sitting there with Illinois and my cute little 4.5 points. My jump of the weekend is the Tigers for obvious reasons. You can't get swept by Atlanta at a time like this. Are you kidding me?
I was going to do the exact same thing, and I had to try to narrow it down a little bit. So I went with the Tiger All-Star Bats. Here's what these guys have done since the All-Star game. Riley Green is hitting .218. With a .680 OPS. Zach McKinstry is hitting .212 with a .661 OPS. Javi Baez is hitting .205 with a .501 OPS. And lastly is Gleyber Torres, who I really don't want to include in this group, but he's part of it because he's an all-star. He's hitting .232 with a .696 OPS. But one thing that he is doing is he's driving in runs. It's amazing the season he's had, hitting second in the lineup. He's got a bunch of RBIs. But all those guys combined, those four players, below average OPS, and the batting average numbers are alarming for three of the four.
All right, Champ and Chump, get your votes in for Champ and Chump on the weekend. From an unnamed texter, Champ Michigan, Chump Scott Harris. Another unnamed texter, Champ special teams, five block kicks at the end of games is insane. Chump special teams, five block kicks at the end of the games is insane. That was yesterday in the NFL where block kicks became... everybody was doing it. All the cool kids were doing it.
Yeah, not just blocking them, but returning them for touchdowns.
Champ, the West Michigan Whitecaps for hosting a festival of two things I love, donuts and beer. Champ, the Packers for choking against the Browns. Suck it, Packers. That's from Max. I watched that entire Packers-Browns game. It was one of the... Because I couldn't... I seriously would flip over to the Tigers, get so frustrated, and go back. I pretty much watched... I was watching a 3-0 football game and enjoying it way more than the 3-0 baseball game that was on. And the Packers looked really pedestrian. Now, the Browns defense is good. I kind of figured the Packers were due for a back-to-earth kind of game. Oh, and they got it.
Oh, did they get that?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.